It's 52 minutes after the hour, and taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And just a reminder, I'm going to tell you again, the special that we're doing on the Concorde, the crash of the Concorde 8 years ago, and what really happened, September 19th on NBC on Dateline. Check your local listings for time and station. In the meantime, let's go right to the phones. We got Ed on the phone somewhere out there in Rhode Island. Hey, Ed.
Hi. Hello, Peter. How are you today?
I am very good, sir.
I am going to ask you a question. My wife and I booked a trip to celebrate our birthdays in September. We're going to be traveling from September 8th to the 15th, and we booked on JetBlue, and we did what they call a getaway.
So you did a package?
A package, correct. And we're doing a seven-day stay at the Westin Hotel, and we paid approximately $1,762.
That was airfare and room?
Correct.
Okay.
We received an email this past week indicating that the pool at the Westin is going to be under renovation, and we have the option of using a pool across the street at another facility called the Mill, and we could use their pool there. So I contacted JetBlue and said that's not exactly what we bargained for. We picked this hotel for the reason that the location, the pool, the beach, etc. And they said, well, there's no refunds, there's nothing we can do. Your options are either a credit towards a future trip, or you can buy another hotel package.
Whoops. Okay. Well, you got two issues here. First of all, you still want to stay at the Westin if the pool was open, right?
Yes.
Okay. We know that's not going to be the case. But basically, it's called detrimental reliance here, because you relied upon their offering of the hotel and the pool and all the amenities to make your decision. And you didn't get that. Now, JetBlue is an airline, but in this case, they were also operating as the agent of the hotel.
Okay.
That's what they were doing. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I don't play one on television, but they were definitely operating as the agent of the hotel. What I want you to do is write me to Peter Greenberg, or actually peter@petergreenberg.com, and give me all the paperwork that you had.
Okay.
You've got a trip coming up. It's very short, I know. I mean, it's a short notice. You're coming up on this, what, in about 2 weeks?
Yes. We're leaving two weeks from Monday.
Are you definitely going to leave either way?
Well, what I'm doing is, at this point, the other option I had was to pick another facility, so I chose to go to the Radisson at an additional cost of $830, I didn't bargain for initially, but I didn't want to disappoint my wife and myself because we were looking forward to it.
No, you didn't want to disappoint your wife.
That's exactly right.
Thank you. Let's get it right here.
Thanks for setting me straight.
All right. But that $834 never would have happened had they told you the truth.
Correct.
All right. I want you to write me, because you're still going to go. You're still going to stay at the Radisson. The real issue is, should you be on the hook for $834? And I'm assuming it's the exact same package, just a different hotel?
That is correct.
All right. I want you to get in touch with me, and let's see what we can do.
Thank you, Peter.
You got it. I appreciate it.
I will get that out to you as soon as possible.
And remember one more thing, Ed. Who are you disappointing here?
My wife.
Thank you. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Okay, let's go to the phones. We got Jeff on the phone. Hey, Jeff.
How are you, Peter? Thanks for taking my call.
How are things in Northern California?
Lovely.
Good.
Beautiful. That's why I live here.
don't give me that. All right. How can I help you?
Well, I'm a frequent business traveler, so I run into these kind of situations a lot. Basically, I need to change a leg of my trip coming up. However, after doing some investigation, it would be a whole lot cheaper for me to just book a new flight from one of my stops than it would be for me to pay the United $150 change fee.
You better believe it. You better believe it. So let me just run this through me again. The original flight you're on is going where?
The original flight, I'm actually coming home from Kansas City on a stop through Denver to San Francisco.
So, okay, so you're flying from San Francisco to Kansas City, and your return right now is Kansas City, Denver, San Francisco.
Yes.
All right, and what do you want to do?
And I need to divert to San Diego for a day.
For the $150 they want to charge you to go down to San Diego, you can go over to Oakland and buy a ticket on Southwest.
Yeah, you know, and actually in the research I did, I can get to San Diego from Denver on my way through for about $200 round trip from Denver, San Diego to San Francisco. But when I called to change my existing reservation, they said it was going to be about an additional $200 plus the $100.
Yeah, right. So here's what you do. Here's what you do. You don't touch your original reservation. You just dump that last portion of the ticket. Just don't even use it. And book a new reservation that goes Denver, San Diego, San Francisco, and maybe even back to Denver. You never know when you need to go back to Denver, right?
No, that is true.
I mean, you never know. You know, you do have a year's validity, but they will sock you with that terrible $150 change fee. So if you do the math like you already did, you already know it's better to just book a new flight, dump one of the tickets, and just go with God.
So I can dump the ticket. That was my main question.
Well, it's your return ticket, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. As long as it's your return ticket, they can't stop you. You've made the choice not to get on the plane to go home. What are they going to do, come and put you in jail because you didn't get on the plane? If it was your outbound ticket, then you couldn't just dump that and just use the return. As long as you started the flight San Francisco to Kansas City, then you don't have to take that one back. You can go Kansas City down to San Diego and back up to San Francisco. All right?
Great, thanks.
All right, you got it, Jeff.